For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice in both places. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. And please take a look at Village Green's own pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, please tune in for Kevin's show about eating and supplementing for a healthy heart. Now, I'm very excited about today's guest. She's a long-term colleague, and I think the subject is going to be very interesting. Our guest is Mary Lee Estee. She's a Ph.D. and president of the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center of Washington here in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, the center provides biofeedback and neurofeedback treatments for symptoms following concussion. They include headache, extreme fatigue, memory, attention problems, sleep difficulties, depression, and post-traumatic stress. I am sure everyone listening can identify with at least one of those. She has treated over 2,000 clients since 1994, and her peer-reviewed research for treating concussion has been published in the Journal of Head Trauma Rehabilitation and the Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neurosciences. Dr. Estee is a senior fellow of the Biofeedback Certification International Alliance in biofeedback and in neurofeedback. Now, her book, and we're going to discuss the book today, Conquering Concussion, I love the title, co-authored with C.M. Shiflett, describes what is involved in a concussion, the short-term and lasting effects of concussion on children, adults, and the issue of prevention. All are covered in this very easy-to-read book, and I'm going to let her tell you much more about it. This is a very timely issue. So welcome to the show, Dr. Estee.
Thank you very much. It's delightful to be here with you.
Well, start out with some basics, because you and I talked earlier that concussion isn't very well understood, and it isn't it's not a focus in medical education.
Evidently not. I think most of us have thought that we knew what concussion is, what it looks like, maybe what it causes. And prevailing thought now, even in the press, you will see, well, you just need time to heal from it. That's all. You get bonked on the head. Maybe you're unconscious, maybe not. But time will fix it. Well, time doesn't fix it. We accommodate. And there's wonderful research being done now because of maybe a positive thing from the wars is now more people are aware of concussion, or more commonly in terms of combat, they talk about traumatic brain injury. There really isn't a difference. A concussion is a brain injury, but the term brain injury is pretty scary. I mean, people will tell me, oh, did I have a brain injury? Oh my goodness, that's terrible. But a concussion, that's okay. You know,
interesting.
That doesn't sound quite so scary. And it's hard to come up with a label that really explains that there is a continuum. And the term subconcussion is now in use in the professional meetings. And I think that's very good, because most people think that even if they were unconscious for a little bit, that may not have been a concussion either. But actually, if you're unconscious for even 1 second, that is a grade 3 concussion. There are two definite definitions of being sort of stunned and out of breath and a little bit shaken for maybe 5 minutes, roughly. And then if it's longer than that, that could be a grade 2 concussion. But even then, it's pretty much a judgment call. So I've had, back in 96, I was asked to accept an NIH grant to treat mild to moderate head injury. And it was really very interesting. One of the guys who was in the study knew the incident that caused his never-ending migraines that were just terrible. He was hit in the back of the head with a large rock. It was an accident. It just, you know, people goofing off. But that was the concussion he had had. But about 2 weeks after we started treatment, he said, you know, I remembered when I was, I think he was 10, I fell out of a second-story window. I was in the hospital for a while. Do you think I had a concussion? And this is very common. A wonderful example was a boy, a young teenager, who was brought to me recently, and he was very explosive. This had not started out that way as a child with some behavior problems, but he would really lose his temper, and this was a problem in the family. And his parents insisted that, no, he'd never had an accident. Well, when I met him, I said, what's that scar on your forehead? And he said, oh, that was the bike accident. And his parents gasped, oh, we forgot about that one. You know, he'd had a pretty significant hit to the head. And it was after that that the impulsiveness and the irritability and really explosive behavior started. So identifying these issues is tough. Now, especially interesting to people now, parents, is when they take their child to be evaluated to see if they have ADD and ADHD, because there's some kind of learning problem. So I've heard the head of pediatric neurology at Hopkins, John Freeman, say that now when a child's brought to them to figure out this issue, he said something to the effect, he says, we know we have to ask a lot of questions about any incidents falling downstairs, out of the crib, you know, the seemingly little things when learning to walk before age 5, because that is probably the cause of the attention problems. And if you look at the official diagnostic manual under post-concussion syndrome, the items that will constitute that diagnosis, and compare that with ADD, ADHD, they're almost identical, not completely, but almost identical. And we make a map of brainwave activity so we can get kind of a graphic picture of how this brain is producing energy. And there are certain patterns that just appear repeatedly. And they're a very good guide to treatment, but they also are virtually always consistent in terms of where the person fell, where they got hit, or you know what kind of event or events may have preceded the onset of these symptoms. And I still find it fascinating after all these years that people will say, you mean it's not me? I say, no, it's the wiring. You know, it's always quite obvious when people have been high functioning and then they have an accident, you know, something happens and then they have problems. And it's terribly frustrating because they know what they should have been able to do, but they can't do it anymore. And when that comes back, it's just wonderful to see. And we can see the difference on the maps. So all neurotherapists, virtually all neurotherapists, make a map of some kind. And right now, and I can show you clinical journals where it says there is no medication that will work for concussion or traumatic brain injury. They throw things at symptoms, but nothing goes to the cause. So the book is about, it's really about concussion. What is it? What can be done? And it's neurotherapy is not, you know, can help most people. It's not going to help everybody. But there we talk about lots of other therapies that are needed, because anything, any event that has a force strong enough to cause a concussion also affects the bones in the body. It affects the muscles. It affects the inner ear. It affects the endocrine system. And that's a huge topic now. I think the military medical folks are going to lead the way on identifying, being sensitive to, and treating the thyroid and, well, just endocrine problems in general that are caused because the thyroid and the pituitary can be severely damaged or mildly damaged. There's a huge continuum in that field, too, from the forces of concussion, because the brain bounces inside the skull. It may twist, and at its worst, it can pull the pituitary out of its little cavity so that it's being squished between the skull and the brain. And people gain weight, they become lethargic, they can't understand what's going on, and there's just a plethora of problems. So we've tried to describe many different kinds of treatments. We couldn't do all. It was very frustrating. This book's big enough as it is. But to lead people to find what may work for them, to understand concussion, understand the symptoms that they may have just thought, well, I just have to live with this. This is the way I am. Yeah, maybe. But there are options.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that this has been so under-identified for so long. And especially you and I have shared a lot of patients, and I have learned which patients are, you know, the best candidates, and been very excited. I kindly say I've lost a lot of patients to you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And maybe we're both happy.
I am happy to have it happen because there's, you know, nutrition can do so much for individuals, and it's as important for me as a practitioner to know what to do for the patient and where they need something else, and then who that is, you know, if they need acupuncture, nerve therapy, right, whatever it is, and who that best practitioner is. And I right. think that is really the challenge for all of us as practitioners. So I appreciate all the work you're doing. And I just want to tell you, listeners, if you're tuning in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking with Mary Lee Esty, president of the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center of Washington in Bethesda. And the subject is her book, Conquering Concussion, Diagnosis, Treatment, and Prevention. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's show about eating and supplementing for a healthy heart. Today, our guest is Mary Lee Esty, and she's president of the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center of Washington in Bethesda, Maryland. And our subject is her book, Conquering Concussion, Diagnosis, Treatment, and Prevention. And we talked about in the first segment that, first of all, concussion hasn't been well understood, nor has it been well addressed. And I know your book is very thorough in that. Your description was elegant. So let's keep the conversation going about concussion, diagnosis, and treatment.
Okay. One of my favorite topics. I think it's people often say, and I've met people who are convinced they haven't had a concussion. They're very high functioning, and it's wonderful. Purdue University has done a very interesting study, a two-year study of two high school football teams. And they did MRIs, functional MRIs, pre- and post-season for 2 years, and a lot of educational testing and neuropsych testing. And what they concluded, and they had accelerometers in the helmets so they could tell how many hits each player had, and a good idea of the severity of those hits, as well as just tracking them academically, but also on the field. I mean, sometimes there's no question that somebody really, you know, quote, had his bell rung and definitely known to be a concussion because it was so visible. But a fascinating finding was that the folks, the fellows who had the smaller hits, but numerous hits that, you know, they just shrug them off, you know, you're a little dingy maybe for a few minutes and maybe not. So the subconcussions now, good new term. Don't forget that one, subconcussion, because it's not obvious. But the brain bounces. There is no way to prevent a concussion. I don't care what the helmet's like. Dr. Zajewski at North Dakota State is an expert on, he's a bioengineer, on helmets and designing ejection seats and things like that. And he says it is impossible to design a helmet that will prevent a concussion. Anytime there's gravity and force, acceleration, deceleration, the brain's going to bounce. Now, the helmets can prevent fracture, which is, of course, you want to do. But the long-term impact can be very, very subtle, and we just assume that, well, that's who we are now. So this study at Purdue found that for the guys who didn't have any sort of well-defined events that you would call a concussion, actually over time changed the way they were learning. Their academic skills changed. They had to change to accommodate. And we just take this as normal. You know, there was no one red flag event that said, hey, something happened to me and now I am like XYZ. So these things are important. And some of the short-term things that people really notice, they can't help but notice after a real impact, is headache, and those headaches can become chronic. Fatigue can be show itself in several ways. One, you can never get enough sleep. For some people, they can't fall asleep anymore. They can't stay asleep once they fall asleep. And, of course, going to school for for the children becomes very, very difficult. So many of the kids I see with sports injuries, if they can go to school at all, they have to be on a modified schedule, and often it's they can stay in school only as long as they can tolerate the headache pain.
Mm.
And then you get into structure and posture, because a lot of headache is made more intense or starts because of the really uncomfortable school desks, which require kids to lean over and arch their necks. And, of course, that aggravates the pain, and it just becomes awful, and their grades suffer. Sometimes, and, of course, the real difficulty in remembering and retaining the material, being able to read and remember in a efficient way rather than having to reread and reread. Some people get so they can't remember sort of what comes next in the day. I knew someone, a very bright woman, who was in a car accident where the car spun, and that, of course, is very hard on the brain. And after the first treatment with me, she was doing something outdoors with her husband and suddenly stopped and said, "I know what day it is." She said, "I thought I was going crazy. I didn't tell anybody how bad it was. I just thought I was going crazy."
Wow.
And that's a horrible way to live. And there's no pill that fixes that. And this was months after the accident.
So she didn't make the connection.
She made the connection, but she was terrified to let anybody know how hard it was for her to get through the day. And there have been divorces over this. I remember seeing a couple who were on the verge of divorce. This was with a colleague. They were clients of a colleague, and I happened to be there when they came in for their very first appointment. And they did a map on this woman, because the guy just was fed up with how she just wasn't doing things. I mean, their lives changed. And he looked at the map, and I've had this happen to me a couple of times with couples, and said, "You mean she's not doing it on purpose?" Because when you can see, and people often break down in tears and say, "Oh,
very
there
revealing.
Is a reason. It's not that I'm falling apart. I'm not going crazy. I don't have Alzheimer's, maybe."
And because it hadn't been addressed and people have made efforts to get their symptoms treated, I mean, that's usually where they focus, that these symptoms have come on. And the treatments they've had have not had a long-term effect and have not been successful.
Right. And because there's what I hope will happen with this book is that there will be a broader understanding of what concussion is, because there are legal ramifications for disability. You look okay. You're sent for a neuropsych. You try to go to work. I mean, I've had two people who were just superior intellects who held huge jobs, and they fall downstairs. Another one was a car accident. And they go back to work. They can't even start the programs they created. And they sit there looking at the screen. Why can't I do this? I made this. And they can't do it. Then they're sent for a neuropsych. And this is a whole other bag of worms. We've got a lot about that in the book. Neuropsychologists have to rate something called effort. Well, after a concussion, mental fatigue is huge. There are often visual problems, sensitivity to light, especially fluorescent lights. And what office do you go into these days that isn't lit with fluorescent lighting? And they have headache, and they can barely stay awake. Maybe for many people, they can be awake for 2 hours, and then they have to sleep. Well, neuropsychs are often scheduled for 8 hours, eight straight hours. And even if you divide that into four and four, you're asking people to do something that's absolutely the very hardest thing they can do. And if they look all right, and most of us do look all right after a concussion, I've seen these neuropsychs where, they just weren't trying. Patient said she was in pain, asked for breaks. and they decide she's not making efforts, so they're labeled as malingerers. And, of course, they don't get disability. And it is absolutely tragic.
Because it's not visible.
I think we should change color. Like the
mood rings,
the threat thing, you know. You change color in order of how disabled you are in whatever quadrant. Of course, that doesn't happen. But very few people after head injury look different.
Well, we will continue this conversation. It's a lot of good information. And if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Blake, your host for the day. And we've been talking with Dr. Mary Liesti. And we're talking about conquering concussion, understanding it, the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention. So we will carry that on. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week for Kevin's show about eating and supplementing for a healthy heart. Now, we're talking with Dr. Mary Liesti. She's president of the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center of Washington in Bethesda, Maryland. And our subject is her book, Conquering Concussion. We've been talking about what concussion is, diagnosing it, treating it. We've also talked about subconcussion. It's a relatively new term. I liken this to when we started talking about pre-diabetes. The doctors waited until you had frank damage, and now you have diabetes. We can do something. Pre-diabetes. I love, you know, that you're going toward that. So that subconcussion fits very nicely in the newer thinking in the medical community. So, Dr. Esty, you've told us a lot about the concussions have not been recognized nor addressed. and that people look okay. So they are thought to be just lazy, wanting to get out of work. It reminds me of the chronic fatigue syndrome years when that was the argument. You know, they're just they're pretenders. And tell us more and more. How about the military? Because this has been on the front pages lately.
Yes, and that is something we're very involved in right now. I mentioned the NIH-funded study, which I did with Kessler Rehabilitation Hospital that is in New Jersey, but I did the treatments of the people they picked who were already diagnosed with TBI. And it was up to about 20 years after injury for – the range was 3 to 20 years after injury for the people I treated. And what was so exciting there was that they – of the 12, it was a pilot study – they were all chosen based on the experience, belief based in experience, that they would never be better because they'd been through rehabs, time alone had done whatever it was going to do. Well, we got 7 of those people back to work at their previous level of functioning.
That's wonderful.
One of them, I mean, it was quite surprising. One of them was an academic dean, and she was one of the more seriously injured and also elderly, but she was working part-time. But she hadn't been able to work at all before. So when I, well, we've all been reading about the brain injuries and the blast injuries our service members have been and are going through in the current wars. I wondered whether this treatment would work for them because it's a different kind of injury. Blast injury is you have this alternating high-pressure wave vacuum going through the body, the brain. It produces hydraulic surges of blood into the brain, sort of like strokes because it's happening and just alternating in milliseconds. And the helmets, actually, the tests have shown that as important as they are, they concentrate the blast wave. It can't escape as quickly as it goes through the body. So the brain takes a real beating in several ways. So I started a pilot study with Iraq-Afghanistan veterans, and that was so successful, it was published in the Journal of Neuropsychiatry in this last year. Several marvelous findings from there. One is the reduction of medications. They were, most of them, on a lot of medications for the headache, often for the physical injuries, pain meds for those. And then a variety of sleep medications because they all had PTSD and some of it really, I prefer to call it PTS. It's not a disorder, but it is post-traumatic stress. There's nothing pathological about this. It's an absolute adaptation of the brain to danger. The brain is going to protect you and it's going to continue to protect you, but it gets stuck. And the wonderful, wonderful results in this first group were people not able to leave their quarters to get food. Some of them could not do that. They were so stuck in the fear to go outside was too dangerous. And then very quickly, they're walking down George Avenue from the old Walter Reed and out in public riding Metro. But especially wonderful for them was often because of the headache, but not always. Often just they could not concentrate long enough to read.
Aha.
They'd try to read Stars and Stripes, for example, and maybe a paragraph or two, but it was just too hard, much too much. Well, several of these people have now graduated from college. They went to school or back to school. One got an RN and is now on the road to being a nurse practitioner. Another just said, you know, I'm going to go back to college and get a degree in psychology because now I know how to treat TBI and PTSD. It's a woman. She had served 4 deployments, Iraq and Afghanistan, been unconscious many times, in grave danger repeatedly. And I said, well, that's wonderful. That's great. And remember, this was 2008, so it's now 6 years ago. Well, She wrote an interesting, we have her story in the book. She went to the VA, and they said, well, you can't go to college. You had a brain injury. What do you mean I can't go to college? Well, you had a brain injury. These people just think that you can do things you can't do. Well, she's pretty feisty, and so they struck a deal. She couldn't go where she wanted to go, but if she went to this particular school and maintained a C average, then they would, well, she aced everything, got in the Honor Society, found she loves biochemistry. Who knew? So then she was telling me that, you know, maybe I'll go to medical school. And several months later, she said, no, if I do that, they'll just teach me to write prescriptions. I really don't want to do that. She'd gotten off of all of her meds, by the way.
Wow.
So now she decided, no, no medical school. She is working in a neuroscience lab and headed for a PhD in neuroscience.
Isn't that a good story?
So I have learned over all these years, never assume that people can't be better. People I have thought had little chance of changing can just do remarkable things. The brain is your best friend. And if you find a way, don't give up. There are all kinds of things that can happen.
Very
so
well said.
It's been exciting. It's been really exciting. And the book came about really because I just got confused in the early years about the things that people were being told by physicians or all kinds of healthcare providers that they just didn't make sense to me. Like somebody, you know, can't really read or be awake very long anymore, and the doctor will say, well, if you just got a hobby, maybe you'd feel better. You wouldn't think about it so much. Or, well, go get a job, and then you'll be busy.
If you have a job, quit it. If you're not working, get a job. whatever you're not doing.
it became extremely frustrating. And that's when I decided I have to do research. I mean, I could sit here, oh, Dana, I could bore you to tears with stories or maybe excite you with stories forever. But until we have numbers and hard statistics that have nothing to do with stories, that's what it takes to make this go. And that's why we're doing a new study now with the traumatic injury program at USIS, the military medical school here in Bethesda, for Iraq, Afghanistan veterans who've been exposed to blast. And everybody in the program so far has been much better. So much so that we're expanding it to do 30 people. And we're on track, but we're still, you know, we'll still accept folks who've served in either theater. They can still be on active duty. Many of them are, you know, have been here for treatment for wounds. But there's just great hope out there.
Well, I think the timing has certainly been right, and the military and athletics have.
But also, we prevented suicides. And I've been seeing that before this study. But, of course, suicide among our service members has been a big topic. And it's I don't pretend to know exactly how this works. We think we know. But it's painless. And what the veterans love is they never have to tell me anything bad they've been through. They never have to talk about the traumas.
That's an advantage.
It's a huge advantage. One of the veterans in the pilot study felt that a buddy was lost because of the group therapy in which they had to constantly repeat, because the thinking is if you do it enough, then it, you know, you become not so emotionally entwined. And it's just, it's marvelous to see people come back.
Describe neurotherapy, since we've been talking about it, just so our listeners know what happens.
Sure. Okay. Let's take the term, start with the term biofeedback, which is, most people think they know what biofeedback is, and in a sense you do. Biofeedback is the use of any technology that tells you something about how your body's functioning. You get information back. There's very poor biofeedback, like dieting. You know, you cut back, but it's going to be a long time before you get any feedback of whether it's working or not. neurofeedback is biofeedback above the nose. Let's put it that way. Most other biofeedback is measuring muscle, heart rate, skin temperature, things that tell you a lot about autonomic nervous system, the sort of the thermostats of the body that do things that we don't ever have to pay attention to. Neurofeedback, it's had a bunch of names, brainwave biofeedback, EEG biofeedback, but basically it is using computer technology has made this possible. So you're using a computer to pick up the brainwave signals from the scalp, goes into the computer where it gets displayed in some way on a screen that you watch. This is traditional neurofeedback. And you get some kind of sound or reward or something, the picture changes, or these days you can pick a movie to watch. And if you're making, by concentrating somehow, making your brain work a little bit better, movie keeps running. Or you get points in a game. If your mind wanders off the way it might in a classroom, if you've got some attention problems, the movie stops. You lose points. So gradually, you can train the brain. This has been going on a long time. And in fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics last year now rates biofeedback as a level one intervention for pediatricians to recommend for ADD.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because it works. All of the research they cite is neurofeedback. What I'm doing, and there are a lot of people around the country now doing a new kind in which it's a passive feedback. The computer is reading the brain waves and sending a little tiny electromagnetic signal back to the head that stimulates the brain somehow to reset its neurochemical functioning. That is the neurologists and neurosurgeons that I've worked with are convinced that that is what is happening. And of course, there are a lot of brain stimulation technologies out there now that are, you know, hugely expensive, like transcranial magnetic stimulation, and you know they can track now and see that in fact those things are happening. This is painless. It's short. What I do is I say it's weird. I still think it's weird that somebody can sit down and just have a few minutes of having some sensors on your head, and somehow the brain changes. But once I started doing this and saw that it was doing things that just with people who had been trying to change their lives in some way for decades often, suddenly life got easier. And that's the only thing I'm willing to say for sure about somebody I treat is if it works for you, your life's going to get easier.
Well, that's a wonderful note to end this segment on, because we want to carry it on. And that's an elegant description of what neurofeedback is. So for those who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and I want you to stay with us because we will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Mary Lee Esty.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 36, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit Nordic Naturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week, tune in for Kevin's show about eating and supplementing for a healthy heart. Today, we've had a wonderful time talking with Mary Lee Esty, Ph.D., President of the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center of Washington. We've been talking about her book, Conquering Concussion, what it is. We've given a good description of concussion and subconcussion diagnosing. We've talked about treatments and a little bit about prevention. Dr. Esty gave us a very good description of neurofeedback. Very painless, actually can be absolutely enjoyable treatment, and not long at all, less than 5 minutes for most patients. And the leads map the brain, show where the discrepancies are, and gently give stimulus where needed. Again, nothing felt, very pleasant, but remarkable changes. And I say this from firsthand experience and with dealing with patients. And I said this before, I am happy to have lost a number of patients to this treatment. Just a quick vignette. One of my patients, very bright, couldn't get her act together, wasn't organized. The family was tired of it. But finally, they had an intervention with her and said, enough's enough. She starts projects, never finishes them, forgets what time to pick up. She was scattered. So she came to me as a nutritionist to go back over her nutrition. I said, how are you going to remember to eat the way you're supposed to eat, to take supplements? I said, unless you have somebody who calls you or comes over to your house, as scattered as you're telling me you are, I don't think this is going to work. And I referred her to Dr. Esty. I ran into her about a month later, and she was lit up. She told me that she was finishing projects, that she was back to being who she was, very bright, competent, capable woman, and went into details about the change in her life. So I haven't seen her since, and I am delighted for her. So, Dr. Esty, share with us some more information.
What would you like to hear?
Well, I actually talked to you about Henry VIII, and I was very fascinated because I've been reading English about the English royalty and trying to comprehend how these things happen. And here you've written about him. Give us some info.
Well, when we started this book, which started out to be a brochure, I love to read, and I especially like history. And I had finished recently the Doris Kearns Goodwin's team of rivals about Lincoln. And it has the story in there of what they think was an attempted assassination. Actually, I think it was during the Battle of Gettysburg. He and Mary were headed back to the White House from their summer place up near the Soldiers' Home, now on North Capitol Street. And he decided to ride his horse instead of the carriage. Well, some supporting structure in the carriage had been sawn mostly through, And Mary got thrown, landing on her head on a rock, terrible infection. And that was the beginning of her personality change and the terrible, terrible migraines. So I told my co-author, Carol Shiflett, that I thought that it would be interesting to have a few examples of famous things in history, because there are a lot out there. And so we have Henry VIII, Mary Lincoln, and I remember being taught, well, she was just a crazy lady. And I always wonder, well, why did Abe marry her? Because he certainly wasn't crazy. Well, it turns out that there's a transcript of her trial. Her son asked to have her committed because she became so, so very, very ill, mentally ill, hallucinations, hoarding, and, of course, had these horrible, horrible migraines that never went away. And in the trial, he said that everything changed after that accident, that was when she changed. So then we have Henry VIII, who had these horrible jousting accidents. I don't remember, I mean, really horrible, horrible things with the jousting pole going actually into his helmet and him being unconscious for long times. And that's when his personality changed. And that's all well documented in the history. And we have Elvis, who had a lot of things happen to him. Well, who paid any attention? You wake up and then you seem to be okay, except you're not okay. So it's turned out that everybody falls in love with these stories. Howard Hughes. So it just goes on and on. So it's been great fun to do that, to kind of set the stage to say, look, it happens. And there are consequences. You don't get over it with time. So that's been great fun. And, of course, over the years, I've seen so many people have their lives get easier, and that's always incredibly rewarding. But a couple of soldier stories, well, I shouldn't say soldier, that's Army. but there were a couple of Marines who were very interesting. One young man had been blown up twice in Iraq, very close to IEDs, that threw him through the air, landing on his spine. On his head. So he's about 2 inches shorter than he was before with crushed vertebra. And a general sent him to me because he was on his way out. He had these horrible headaches. He couldn't. In fact, he told me that he would, at first he would go, could go only to restaurants that had picture menus because he couldn't read the menu anymore.
Wow.
Now that's bad. Mm. Probably gets boring, too, after a while to be limited that way. But within just a... and he was walking with a cane, partly for balance, but he had a lot of pain. He'd given up on pain meds because he said it was bad enough mentally to be confused, but with the pain meds, he couldn't think at all. So he just put up with the pain. So
numbed
at least
him.
He could do some things. Well, after 4 or 5 sessions, headaches were pretty much gone. And we've actually got some published abstracts on the headache going away with this, which is incredible relief. Then he was not using the cane. He was reading. At the time we started, I wrote a letter for him so that he could be excused or permitted to drop a couple of online courses because he just couldn't do them. He just couldn't deal with it. So he's reading. He starts writing. He's had some things published. And then he tells me he's running. Pretty soon he's running all the way around the mall.
That's impressive.
And then he said, I think I'll re-up. I'm going to go back. And I said, come on, this doesn't grow your spine back. I mean, there are things that you just shouldn't do. But he was able to pass the physical and volunteered to go back to Afghanistan.
Unbelievable.
And he's back now. He is on a full scholarship at a very fine university and doing just great.
Isn't that worthwhile?
This is why I will never retire.
You and I say the same thing. We love our work, and we're honored to see, to be part of this, aren't we?
It is endlessly rewarding. And then there was a young Marine who was Marine Reserve, and then he re-upped. But his job in Iraq was vehicle maintenance, and he had horrible toxic exposure because the money that went to build a facility for dealing with arms and vehicles just disappeared, shall we say. So they took these huge wooden crates that had been soaked in who knows what. He said the smell was really pretty awful. Just bolted them together, no ventilation. So he's working with solvents and all kinds of things. But in addition, he was occasionally in battle and lost consciousness. Well, he came back and his hands were numb, constantly numb, probably from the toxins. The PTSD was so bad that he could not be with his daughter because every time he saw her, he would have horrible flashbacks and he just couldn't make them go away. So it was a family member's psychiatrist who referred him for the study. And he had been a football player in high school, had a lot of concussions. He was very active in sports of all kinds. So he had the pre-concussions and then the big ones and then the combat experiences. But to come back and not be able to be with your family, that was pretty tough. He attempted suicide. So when I met him, he was still in an outpatient program from one of the local hospitals, psychiatric program. His diet consisted of eating only ho-hos. That was it. Dozens and dozens of ho-hos. His skin looked terrible. And by the time we finished, he near the end, he was saying, "You're still eating junk food." It turned out he was getting salads at McDonald's. That's junk food. Okay. Now he is a nutrition nut. He juices everything. He's with his daughter. He's just having a wonderful life. He's in community college, doing really well, planning on getting a degree in business. And he's already started some things. And he's learned to rehab houses, and he's getting all kinds of jobs from neighbors. So why would I ever quit?
I fully agree.
We'll go down together, Dana.
And what a wonderful story to end the show on. And I'm sorry we do have to end it, but we've had Dr. Esty here before, and we will have you back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I enjoyed it.
And if you want to look at the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center information, that's exactly how you do it. BrainWellnessAndBiofeedback.com. Very easy to access. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show and any other of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am consistently reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.